This lesson, we're going to use our calculus to do an economic application. In this case, we're going to look at profit maximization for a monopoly who faces a downward sloping demand curve and has a cubic cost function. So the demand function is given of the form P equals 50 minus 2Q. This gives us our inverse demand function. The cost function is given as 1/3 q cubed minus 6.5 q squared plus 64 q. Now this is the total cost. We know that profit is total revenue minus total cost. So the first thing we do with this kind of a problem is we need to find total revenue. So total revenue we'll call R is equal to P times Q. By substitution, we can write this as 50Q minus 2 times Q squared. Now let's write down the profit function. Profit we will write as pi. Since we use P for price, it's quite common convention to use the Greek letter pi to represent profit, which is equal to revenue minus cost. Alright, so now let's substitute in what we have. So we know that revenue is 50Q minus 2 times Q squared. Now we have to subtract off the cubic cost function. So we have minus 1/3 Q cubed plus 6.5 Q squared minus 64 Q. Now note how the signs change on the cost function, which is given by the last three terms. Remember, we're subtracting it off. Okay, so let's collect some terms and simplify this. So our profit function can be simplified down to collecting terms. 50Q and negative 64Q gives me minus 14Q. Plus 4.5 q squared minus 1/3 q cubed. So this is the reduced form profit function, and it's a cubic function. To maximize profit, we take the derivative, or we find pi prime, the derivative with respect to q, which will be equal to negative 14 plus 2 times 4.5 is 9 times q minus 1/3 times 3 is 1 q squared. Set that equal to 0, and that is where the function is going to be at its critical points. Since we have a cubic cost function, we wound up with a quadratic first derivative. That means that there's probably two solutions. So clean it up, we'll multiply by negative 1, so I'm going to rewrite this as pi equals q squared minus 9 times q plus 14 equals 0. Now all I've done is multiplied through by negative 1 and rearranged a few terms. That just makes it easier to keep track of the pluses and the minuses. So now we can do the factor, or you can also use the quadratic equation if you so choose. So we need to find two numbers such that we have q and q, and they have to add up to negative 9 and multiply together to give us 14. Well, 2 times 7 is 14, and 2 plus 7 is 9, so let's try minus 7 and minus 2. Those work. So the answer, the two solutions are q equals 2 and 7. So those are the two critical points. Those either maximize or minimize profit. In order to tell which one is the profit maximizing quantity, we need to take the second derivative. So we go back up here and we look at our cost at the first derivative, which is negative 14 plus 9q minus q squared. So let's take pi double prime. Pi double prime will be equal to 9 minus 2 times q. So that tells us the second derivative, or the curvature of the function. We have to test each of the two answers. So what we're going to do is we are going to find pi double prime of 2, which would be equal to 9 minus 2 times 2. So that would be 5. That's positive, so that means that 2 must be a minimum. So let's try pi double prime of 7. That gives us 9 minus 2 times 7 equals negative 5 less than 0. So that tells us that profit is at a maximum when pi equals 7. So in order to know what profit is, we have to substitute 2 and 7 back into the original profit function. Once we do that, we can find out the profits. So at pi equals, at pi for q, pi, excuse me, let me clean that up. For pi of 2 is equal to negative 12.67, and pi of 7 is equal to 8.17. If you have a graphing calculator or a computer, you can graph the answer, and we have it right here. So let's take a look at this. Okay, now we shrunk the graph down a little bit to make it a little clearer. So if we look at it, we can see that the red curve is revenue as before. The second curve in the graph is the cost function that comes down like this and has this S shape. And below it, we take the difference between the revenue and the cost, and this gives us the profit function. Now notice it goes below the axes, above the axes, and then back down below again. We can see from this curve that at 2, the function is at a minimum, and we can see at 7, the function is at a maximum. So the profit function in green is the difference between the revenue curve and the cost curve. So let's stop there.